Boy Rabba Shimon Elazar. Boy Rabba. Lurib Shimon Elazar. Eviknani Mahu. Evik Nani Maushi Ashishlech Lakabagita Miyad Rabba. So Gemara Heya has an Ibaya, which Pashup Shat is a little difficult. We know that Lev Shimon Alaza, someone else could be Makabal get Shichur. That we know, because Shimon Alaza says Beferish, Beshtari Deacherim. And yet the Gemara says Maushi Ashishlech Lakabagita Miyad Rabba. Could he make a shliach? Even the gama gala lala me isha ki isha. I don't me isha di imatim makabla kita shliach. Nami imatim asha shliach. Eved. Nami imatim shavi. Eved di iu lai makabla kita shliach. Nami imatim shavi. So the question is, and this to be shaynim already struggle with, is what's pshat nivaya? If you can be a kabla shtara yade acherim, so what's a shayla? Could you make a shliach? If you could do it without shlichus, so why can't you do it with shlichus? So Taisus says in the first pshat that shlichus migra gara, that shlichus makes it worse. Very hard to just push pshat and Taisus is very difficult. That means if someone else is mekablish that shichur for Eved Pliny, he's free. And if Eved Pliny tells him, please do it b'shlichusi, then he's not free. What could the svara be for that? Why should shlichus be worse than without shlichus? If I didn't make him a shliach, he could do it. If I make him a shliach, it's worse. Migra gara. So the Ritva learns that there's a halacha in Masechtas Gittin that tli gitech malgabe karka doesn't work. If a man tells a woman, pick up, there's a get on the floor, it's for you, pick it up and be kind to it, it's not good. Tli gitech malgabe karka, meaning without a mice in the sinus I get, tli gitech malgabe karka is not a good gerish. Zokta ritva, mistama, if it's that's the din by gittin, since we learn shichur avodim out of gittin, lala meisha, so just like over there, tli gitech malgabe karka doesn't work, mistama the same thing by evit, that tli gitech malgabe karka doesn't work. What's the hesber? Why can't I just tell the Eved, pick up the get from the floor and be kind it? Vice dice, that to make a get, you need a nesina. You need that it should be given over in a way that works. I can't tell him, the Eved, pick up the get from the floor. Because even though the Eved received the get, but a get shikwer, like a get isha, needs a nesina, needs a nasa biyada. Vice dice, that a get is not, the main thing of giving a get to a woman is not that she gets it. Not the main thing is not that she receives the get. It's the mice of giving it over which has to be piled. So Zakta Ritva in Cain, there's a din in the mice of giving over the get shichur, which is piled, which causes the shichur to happen. Then, at the time you give it over, it has to be in a way that works. If I give it, like Shimon Elazar, I give it to an acher. That acher takes the get, and by receiving the get, Pliny should be meshocher. It works. Because Rav Shimon Elazar holds it works. Someone else could be mekabel. If, however, he's mekabel b'torah shlichus, that means he's doing a maisa which doesn't work. If yod shlichus doesn't work. So shlichus makes it worse. Why? Because now they're doing a maisa which doesn't work. If you hold that an Eved Kenani can't make a shliach, because since he can't be mekabel, he can't make a shliach. So that means that their intention now is to do it in a way in which it's not payel. So even though at the end of the day the Eved Kenani will end up getting his get shichur, will end up receiving it, that's no better than tli gitech magabe karka. The mice and the sina has to be in a way that works. So Shimon Elazar, according to that side of the Ibaya, holds that it only works if I give it to someone not as a shliach of the Eved. If I give it to someone that he himself should be mekabel and be zeicha for the Eved, it works. But if I give it to someone, b'torah shlichus, hayayis, and Eved Kanani can't make a shliach for kabbalas again, that means I'm giving it in a way that doesn't work. So that's like the Gitech Magabe Karka. The Mais and the Sina is missing something. There's something that doesn't work in the Mais and the Sina. And the Mela, it's a Migragara. That's why it's worse. What? It's making it worse because I want it to work in a way in which it can't work. I'm trying to make it be pile in a way in which it can't be pile. So that extra intention is worse because that intention is to do something in a way in which it doesn't work. Things don't work. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work with shlichus. So if you mean to do it with shlichus, since that doesn't work, so in the Maisa Nesina, it's a Maisa Nesina to a shliach. That doesn't work. So that's the Tzadid Ibaya, then it's no good. This is how the Ritva explains it, and at least it gives some Havana now to the Ibaya. The Ibaya is, if you make a shliach, what's it do? Should we say the Eved has a right to make a shliach, just like an Isha, and therefore it does work? Or should we say the Eved has no right to make a shliach, and therefore if you try to do it your way doesn't work. Your way that you...
Or just because you're doing it in a way that can be done, and that's the power. Why do you have to come up with
the Ritva? Because the Ritva uses the words that afal gav, that at the end, the get will end up either in the hands of the Eved, or in the hands of Pliny, who could be makabel for the Eved. So really, at the end, this makabel, he has the get. So dal shlichus ma'achad, this shlichus doesn't work. Lamaisa, I have the get for him. So why doesn't it work? All right, you tell me after which shlichus didn't work. All right, I made a mistake. I did shlichus. Saif, I had to get. Let it make him free.
It's an example, but it's not really the here.
What do you mean?
Just like the scene though, that even though the mice will end up happening, still the way it was done was not the proper way.
But you see, were it not for the fact that Kli Gitech Magabe Karka is possible, were it not for the fact that you needed a Sina, the person who received the Get Shechur could say to me, alright, I tried to do Shlichus, it didn't work. So the Maisa wasn't a good Maisa. But say if I'm holding the Get. So if I'm holding the Get, so right now, I want it to be Chal for the Eved. But he can't do that. Because now it's too late. You need the Mais Nesina of the Get. And now it's too late. Why doesn't it work out? Can you mail? Can you shade a mile? He meant to be Makabel, Betara Shlichus, so it should work without Shlichus. He meant to be Makabel, Betara Shlichus. No, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Because, no, you make a mistake. Kiyumayel Kishenamayel, what was the lumdis of Kiyumayel Kishenamayel? I want to receive this money. So I want to receive the money with a kinyan of falling on it. But I want to receive the money, so Lamaisa, since my kavana was for the result that I should receive it, so therefore it works. In the case where the person wants to do it with shlichus, he doesn't want to be kind of get. If you're a shliach for someone, that means I want to be kind of for him. I want him to be kind of by my taking it. Now, we're saying my kavana is for which result? For Pliny to be kind of, I'm a shliach. You want to say that doesn't work, so maybe I should be kind of for myself. That wouldn't work. Because it's not the same result. One result is that the Eved is kainit, which is shlichus. And one result is that I'm kainit, and that's good enough to be mishacharim. Two different results. That's what it's payal. But in the Kenyan, you're saying, Kenyamayel Kesheinamayel is if I want to be kainit. Give you an example. No, not at all. It doesn't have to be worth a pruta. No, it's just that he's kind of a shtar. There's a difference between being kind of in the two cases. The whole lumdis of Kiyamak Shainamayel, the way we explained, was that only Kavanas Kenyan is the result. And here's a different result. Okay, what? If the shlichus works, it wouldn't work on the other richta, it would have to work the other way. That's the result. Fine. On the side that shlichus works, it would work that way. The clear of yadai richta or not, maybe you get to, because you're right. Shaka v'tari of the Gemara should depend on that, but I want to hold off on it. Okay, so this is the Gemara is Yibaya, the Gemara is Peshit it, not with a Svara. Just Gama Gala Misha. The Gemara is Peshit that Basta Yibaya had a Pashta, Lala Misha, Kisha. Correct the Gemara. Elohad Amar Afon Abreid Rav Yeshua. Hani Kani, Shluchad Rachman Aninu. These Kaihanim are Shluchay de Rachmana. The Isaka Daitach Shluchad Idaninu. If the Kayan is a shliach of me and I'm not a Kayan, mi ika midi, danan le matzina navdinan, v'inu matzi avdi. How could Yisrael make a Kayan a shliach? Yisrael can't do it himself. And we have now this new klal, which this Gemara introduces us to, that mi ika midi, danan le matzina navdinan, v'inu matzi avdi. You can't make a shliach for something you can't do itself. So that's what Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua said. So what's the connection to our sugya? V'ha'avda. Same thing with an Eved et Shver. Yuloi matzi mekabel kitei. V'shliach matzi mishavyei. So this is his kash. Okay, so two things. First of all, Shluchad Rachman or Shluchad Idan. This Pasha Pshat. What does Shluchad Idan means? That I'm appointing him. He's doing my work. I'm supposed to do Zrika. I can't. I'm Yisrael. So he's doing the Zrika. The other tzad is, no, I'm not supposed to do Zrika. It's Rabbi Shalom's job. I'm giving him this animal. So God has to do this Zrika. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up his shluchim, the Kayan. Those are the two tzad. What is it? What is which mean? Is the Kayan doing it for me, or is the Kayan doing it because the Torah told him to? The Rahman is the shliach of the Torah. The Torah told him, do this. So he's doing it. Now he's not doing it for me. That's what you're saying, Shluchad Rachmana, but Mechatesi. It could be that I bring a carbon, I'm really supposed to spritz. If I'd be a Kayan, I would spritz my own carbon, my own dam. But Hayois, I'm not a Kayan. So I'm a Mele, the Torah gave me a Chatinsa to be able to do it. You can read the Psukim of the Torah either way. So he's stuck, he can't. So maybe he has to make a shliach. The Torah told him the only eligible
shliach. He can't be his anymore.
Who says he's not involved? He's very.
If you would say that he really has to do it, that he can't do it, then his makshav is so powerful. But if he has no
chance
to doing it,
it
is nothing that he...
You want to be erratic, because if his machshava can't pass Lupish Asarika. His machshava can pass if he thinks about it during the time he's spritzing. It's just that he's not doing the Zrika.
Can he make
it's, a pigle for time doing the Vaida? No, because pigle is a din in the Maisa Avaida. It's not a din in the owner. He could be the owner, but it's still not... I don't think that proves it, because machshava of pigol is a din in the person that does the ma'isa. He's not doing the ma'isa, but it doesn't mean it's not a shliach. Klav davka is not a shliach. If I make you a shliach to shet my behemah, that you're my shliach, right? I make you a shliach to shet the behemah. While you're shetting, I'm thinking l'shem avay gazar. It's not a shchit l'shem avay gazar. Even though there it's for sure shlichas. Because shlichas, machshava means, my machshava is for what the mice is. If I'm sitting here and thinking, you're the one doing it, and the machshava... It's not that way. So machshava has to be in the mice. Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says in Nafkamina, shluchad rachmanan inu, v'loy shluchad idan, zok Rashi, Nafkamina, lamudra hanoa mekayin, shakem with lakru kabaraisav, l'mosli b'ayleb bin adarim. Rashi says it's in the Dharam. This nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? If it's mudrana, I swore I'm not going to have anah from Pliny HaKayin. So now, somebody can explain to me this Rashi. I made a neder, I'm not going to have anah from this Kayin. It's Aaron the Kayin. I made a neder, I'm not having anah from him any time. Now I bring a carbon to the base of Migdash, and here, he's the one spritzing the dam. Am I having a no from him? Am I having a no when he spritzes the dam? So I'm in the base of Igdash. The Kohen spritzing my dam. I'm standing there. So you're telling me, it's a Rizak Rashi like this. If he's my shliach, I'm having a no. Of course I'm having a no. He's spritzing for me. He's got to bring me a kapara. That makes sense. If he shlucha derachmana, then I'm not having a no. If he shlucha derachmana, I'm not having a no. What do you mean I'm not having a no? He's spritzing the dam for me. I'm having a kapara because he's spritzing the dam. If it's my shliach, I'm having a kapara. What's the kapara? What's the hanoah? That I'm having a kapara through his rika. He's matter the basar. When you spritz the dam, the basar comes with the bachila. So I'm having hanoah from his spritzing. And if shlucha de rachmana, I'm not having hanoah. What?
So you still can't have a
Kodesh Baruch Hu is possible to spritz on this rika. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't matcher himself. He's not shekayim. I need a kayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the kayin. So, well, let me ask you, let's say I'm Udur Hanoah from someone, and I go into a store, and the owner of the store, I tell the owner of the store, please cook me something for supper. And the owner has a worker, this person is Udur Hanoah for me. So he's allowed to cook, I'm allowed to have Hanoah from what he cooks?
Yeah.
Of course not, I'm having Hanoah from what he's doing, he's cooking for me. He's cooking and I'm eating it. Even if he cooked before I was born, if I'm Udur Hanoah now, I can't eat the stuff he cooked. So it's difficult to understand why there's a difference. If I'm having enough of the Kayan does, what's the difference if he shluchat didan or shluchat rachman? The Metzias, I'm having enough of what he's doing. The Metzias Hadavar. His spritzing makes this basar mutabachila. But his spritzing makes me have a kapara.
He's going to do it because I wanted to do it.
It doesn't matter if he's doing it for me or he's doing it for Rahmana.
But the Hanah,
I told you, even if he did it something before I was born, I can't have enough from what he did. If Birchas Avram brings a beautiful pshat, right? No. Torah doesn't say he has to do it. If I make a neder, no kain will do it, that's not, that would be a problem. I don't have to use him. I could use somebody else. I don't have to use this kayin. Birchas Avram, he brings a beautiful pshat by bringing a Taisus Rid on our Gemara. The Taisus Rid, he has a different kash. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Hamudar Hanoah Mechaveirai. If I made a neder, I'm not going to have a noah from Pliny. Tekeya Loi Tekiya Shal Mitzvah. If he's blowing a shofar and I just enjoy the music of it, he's not a blow for me. I made a neder, I'm not going to have a nah from him. So I can't have a nah from his music. But tkiyah shel mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah, I could hear from him. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. Mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. A kiyah mitzvah is not considered a hanah. Avada, I'm happy that I have the mitzvah, but that's not called technically a hanah. A spiritual hanah is not considered mudar hanah. Mudar hanah is a physical hanah. So memela, if I have hanah from somebody who's a mudar hanah and he blows to me at kiyah shofar, then I'm not osur. I'm Yaitza, and there's no problem. Tekei, even lechatchila. Tekei like tkiyah shel mitzvah. It's not only a person. If I make a neder, I'm not going to have enough from a mikveh. So I'm allowed to be tevil by tefillah shel mitzvah. Unless it's a hot day, I'm having a neder. It's like it's Rishayim, but let's say it's not a hot day. It's a regular day. I make a neder, I'm not going to have enough from a mikveh. Tevil by tefillah shel mitzvah. Because mitzvah is lav lahem. So frekta tesis rid, what's pshat here in our Gemara? Who cares if it's shluchad idan? Who cares if it's shluchad idan? Mitzvah slav laheres nidnu. He's spritzing blood for me. So that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah slav laheres nidnu. So who cares if it's shluchad idan or not? It's a carbon shell rishos. It's a key carbon shell rishos. It's still a key of mitzvah. It's not a... It's not. It might be a mitzvah kiyumis. You know, it may be that it's a mitzvah I don't have to do, but once I do it, it's a mitzvah. So even if it's you're right, the key is different. But if he made tzitzis, it will also say mitzvah lehenes nidu. You don't have to wear tzitzis. But
mitzvah, you say it's a hot day, I'm gonna go, but it's still not like, so it's
So that's this machlekes rishayim. Some rishayim hold even on a hatay you can take a bitayim. Machlekes the round of the Rashba and the Darm. But the question is, if Einik Shabbos is enough of a to be called a mitzvah for this purpose? It's a separate shiloh. It's a shiloh dina Einik Shabbos. Certainly, I could use matzah on the night of Pesach. The emphatitis read. You're right. It's not a problem. Mitzvah slav lahanisne. The problem is the shlichus. The problem is the shlichus. What does that mean? The problem is the shlichus. It means that the can be mekabel the hadnor of doing a mitzvah. That mitzvah slav lahanisne. There's another thing. The mekabel that he's working for me. I have to get a worker. I have to get someone to do work for me. I'm mechuyev to get a kayin to spritz for me. Even shluchad idam. I'm mechuyev to get a kayin to work for me. So it's my achrayis. If shluchad idam means it's my achrayis to get a kayin to spritz for me. The fact that he's willing to work for me, that's the hanah. The kiyum mitzvah is takanara hanah. If he's willing to work for me, that would be a hanah. Lamash. Let's say I needed to hear Tekiah Shofar. I can't find a Tekiah. I ask somebody, do me a favor, blow for me. Then it will be Aser by Mudr Hana. If he's doing me a favor of blowing for me, that would be Aser. The case of Rosh Hashanah is he's blowing a Shofar anyway. He's blowing for himself. He's blowing for the shul. My Hana is that I'm Yaitzir a Mitzvah. The Hana being Yaitzir a Mitzvah, that's Mrs. Lavla Hedisim. But if I would go over to him, I'd say, do me a favor, blow shofar for me. I don't know how to blow. You heard shofar already, but blow one more time just for me. That would be aser, that the Taisis read. Because although the hanah of the mitzvah is mitzvah lav lahanis, but the hanah that I got someone to do it for me, that he's willing to do it for me, that's it's a malacha, it's like an avdus. He's not my eved, I can't force him. He's willingly doing something for me. It's the hanah of the malacha which is aser. Not the hanah of the kiyum mitzvah. So if the Taisus read, what's the problem with shluchad idan? Not the hanah of the kiyum mitzvah. The hanah that he's willing to work for me. I'm not paying him to work for me. He's working for me, he's working for me for free. That is the hanah. So that's how the Taisus read answers the kasha for Misakos Rosh Hashanah. The taka mitzvah slav lahanisnit. The kapara is not considered a hanah for dinei mudar hanah. And even the fact that I can eat the kachim, which is also a mitzvah, is also not considered a hanah. The hanah is that he's doing malacha for me. In Cain, so Taisus read says that the answer to the kasha from Rosh Hashanah. Berachas Avraham says, Lefizeh, Pshat is very clear. We started. What's the difference, shluchad idan, shluchad rachman? I have the same hanah either way. Whether shluchad idan, I have a kapara. Shluchad rachman, I have a kapara. Either way, I have a kapara. Teretz says, you're right. The kapara is not the problem. The fact that he's working for you is the problem. So if he's shluchad idan, he's working for you, it's a problem. If he's shluchad rachman, he's not working for you. So it's talking not a problem. Shluchad rachman means it's not my achrayis to get a worker. It's the Beis HaMikdash is Achrayis. Whoever's the one in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, she has to arrange that someone should do it. He's not working for me, he's working for Rahman. So the Meilud, it's not considered that.
So might have to go out and find him. Let's say that the Tekiah Shofar will
say
that the Shnei
Rahman
will still have to go find someone to
the book. By Tekiah Shofar, being that it's a Mr. Shebagufi, I really have to do it. That's why I have to find someone. If you learn Zrika is theoretically a mitzvah shebagufi, just Ami Yisrael, so now I have to find someone. But if you learn Shulchan Rachman, I don't have to find anybody. It's not my mitzvah. My mitzvah is to bring it over to Beis HaMikdash. Now it's your job. I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's your job. It's not my job anymore. So who's the person in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? I'm not sure. Whoever's in charge. Okay. We have now a klal that we have to work with. The klal of called the Iu Leimotzi Ovid Leimotzi Mashu Shliach, which is the Chiddush of this Gemara. Gemara says a teretz, but the clown called the Iu Leimotzi Ovid Leimotzi Mashu Shliach. If you can't do it, you can't make a Shliach. Is that a Svara? How does that work? Called the Iu Leimotzi Ovid Leimotzi Mashu Shliach. So what? Shlosh al kamaisa. So if I can't do it, how can I make a shliach to do it? How can he be like me?
So,
what? But maybe I could get a yad by having his yad do it for me. So let me ask you, what would you say if you have a person who has to write a get for his wife? Is machlekes rishayim if the husband has to make the cipher a shliach? The husband really has to write it? So he has to make a shliach or not? It's a machlekes rishayim. Let's assume yes. The husband has to write the get. You have a man, Loyalainu, who doesn't have hands. He's a katua. He doesn't have hands. He wants to write a get. He can't write a get. You can't write a get with your mouth, with a pen. It's a puzzle of get. It has to be written with the yad yaminai. So he makes a cipher, a shliach, to write the get for him. You think that would be a good get or a puzzle of get? Called the iu loymotzi avid loymotzi mashu shliach. Would you say that? Is that so? A minute ago, I asked you, what's a svara called the iu loymotzi avid? You said if he can't do it, so why does it help a shliach? So what are you saying here? And if he doesn't have hands,
why would you send a shliach?
You're right, but you have to put it into words. So why don't we care if what? We care if he's allowed to write, if he's permitted, if he's the. It would seem that way. What? It's yada. So let's say it's yada arichta. So it's fine. What's he doing? He's finding a way to get a hand. He doesn't have his own hand, so he has a way to get a hand by being a shliach, like he's getting the hand. Okay. And what about halachically? If he can't do it, he can't do the avoda. So he doesn't have a hand, and he has a physical hand. So what's a chiluk if a person has no hand, or if he has a hand and the Torah doesn't let him do it? If he's locked up in jail, so he can't go give a get, so he can make a shliach. Everyone would agree, no? Because he's locked in jail, you don't say kol di'ul and matzi avid. Even if api halacha he's locked in jail, let's say he's a mitzayru. His wife is in a place he's not allowed to go. Can he make a shliach to go give the get? I think we would all assume he could. It's not a problem in the get. Right, now, first of all, let me tell you that this case of a ketua making a shliach to write a get, there are a number of achrayim, the Machne Ephraim, and the Beis Meir, Rabbi Chanan, coincidentally, it's in the photostat that many of you have. Rabbi Chanan, towards the end, in Ois, Simen Ayin Vav, and Kovetz Aris, Ois Yud, the last Ois, they assume that it's Hashit that there's no chesaron of kol di'ul loymotzi avid. The person has no hand, so if he makes a shliach to write it for him, so the shliach has the hand for him, no problem. But I have to tell you, they all bring the Tosfos Yeshanim and Erevin. And Tosfos Yeshanim and Erevin says, Fakert, the Tosfos Yeshanim Shita is that a ketua cannot make a shliach to write a get. And if a ketua wants a get, ayidei shliach, it's only because the ksiva doesn't have to be al yidei habal. It mentions the machlekes rishayim, if the husband has to write the get. Tosfos Yeshanim says the husband doesn't have to write a get. Because if he did, how would a ketua write a get? He can't make a shliach. He can't write it himself. So it must be that you don't need the husband's writing of the get. Everything would be the same. If you need accepting in the hand, but you don't need it. You're accepting the chatzar is also there. So, but what I'm saying is, before we start the sugya of kol di'ul loymotzi avid loymotzi mashu shliach, we have to deal with the Tosfos Yeshanim Shita, that if a person has no hand, let's say he wants to write a Sefer Torah. He wants to be kind to receive a Sefer Torah, and he has no hand. Can he make a person a shliach? So the Tosfos Yeshanim names on that you cannot. Because he can't do it, he can't make a shliach. Now we're going to treat this shita as a tumua dikashita, or maybe a mechudish dikashita, it's a rishon. We can't dismiss it. But whoever brings it, whoever brings the shita, holds that it's not mistaver, including Rebbe Chanan, holds that it's a chidish dikashita. We can't ignore it totally. There's such a daya. Maybe by the time we finish tumbling with Kaldiolai Matiyavid, we'll understand it. But at least when we go through to the sugya, the das yishara of anybody would be that's not called the Yulai Matiyavid. Called the Yulai Matiyavid doesn't mean I'm an old man and I can't write a letter straight. My hands shake because I'm 119 years old, so my hand is shaking, so I can't write. So therefore, I can't make a shliach. I can't make a shliach. I just physically, I'm infirm.
But what happens during the
students' seminary? It'll be same shalom. Same shalom would hold. You can't make a shliach. So it would be too late. If a person makes a shliach and he dies, the shliach is his bottle. So he makes a shliach and he becomes a lay matziyavid. So our whole nidain is a lamdish of lay matziyavid. A lamdish of lay matziyavid. Here, there's an important Reb Shimon. Unfortunately, it's got a bit late, but I just want to sort of set the table for the Reb Shimon. Because the way Reb Shimon learns here is a very, again, as you say, the stick. And I'll just tell you the sort of the Hagdamah to Reb Shimon, which is the reason I made copies of the Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan nice bays, shtel something of that, with which we'll understand the Reb Shimon. Basically, and I'm just saying it in a nutshell, we'll go over it again in Yitzhak Shem and Sunday. There are two kaychis of shlichus. Rabbi Chanan says, b'chlal, a mitzvah, there are two things. But just to cut down to the basic yisayit, there are two kaiches of shlichus. There's one kaiach of shlichus, let's say by bris milah, or writing a sefer Torah. It's not a personal mitzvah for me. Now, if it's my son, you'll say it's a personal mitzvah. It's a personal chiyuv. But if I have a son, anybody who does the bris milah, it's a mitzvah. If I have a behemah, anybody who shechts it, it's a mitzvah. Doesn't matter who. So, what does shlichus do in that case? Does shlichus make it a mitzvah? No. It's a mitzvah anyway. Shlichus is only what Reb Shimon calls yachas hamaisa. Yachas, like yichus. Yachas hamaisa. The maisa is misyachis to me because I made a shliach to do the bris milah. If someone else does the bris milah, it's his, he's mekayim the mitzvah, not me. If I make a shliach, all shlichus does is yachas ha-maisa. That's the first kayach of shlichus. To be miyachas the maisa to me. There's a second kayach of shlichus. By a get. Let's say I'm married to a woman and I want to give her a get. So if I give the get, it's a get. If anybody else in this room would give that woman a get, would it be a get? No, you can't give a get to somebody else's wife. By gittin or kiddushin or kinyanim, shlichus has to do more than yachas hamaisa. It's not enough that you'll do it. It's as if I did it. No, because you have no kayach to do it. You can't give a get to someone else's wife. You can't sell someone else's house. I want to sell my house and make your shliach. There, it's not pshat that if you would sell the house, it would be sold. If I would sell it, it's sold. I just wanted to be the siachas to me. In kinyanim and gittin and kiddushin, maybe there are more things. So far, that's all I know is these three things: gittin, kiddushin, kinyanim. In those three things, shlichus has to do a second kayach. It has to make that you are like me. That when you do it, it's like I did it. If I want to give kiddushin, I want to give gittin. It has to do more. It has to make that you are bim kaimi, that you are me. That's a second kayach of shlichus. So there are two kaiches of shlichus. The first, which we call yachas hamaisa. The second, which Reb Shimon uses a word hahakshara, it's what makes it doable. In a personalized maisa, it does it doable. Now, what I want you to work on, Reb Shimon takes these two things and he says, "Kol diu layotzi avin lamati mash shliach," applies to one and not the other. Now I have to tell you, I was learning this in my chavrusa, and I understand where Reb Shimon is saying one way. And he understood it the total opposite. In other words, we understood that he's applying it I understood to one of the kaiches, and he understood to the other one of the kaiches. And Mimele, we had an argument, so it was interesting enough. And then last night, I looked at my notes. I saw that when I learned this 6 years ago, I originally wrote it in my notes his way, and then I wrote it my way. So this time, at least, I got it right, because it was my maskana last time, and I'm assuming that I'm right. What I'm telling you is, you should take the Reb Shimon. There are two crucial paragraphs. One where he shtals avek the two kaiches of shlichus, and then the two paragraphs later, the paragraph begins kedushin daf gimel amid beis. And you really have to harava on the language of Reb Shimon to understand klar what he's saying. It's kedai because you'll come away with a havana in shlichus b'chlal. Sunday I'll give you my final version of what Reb Shimon says, and you're welcome to disagree with me. Right?